Nearly 6,000 Ivorians live in this camp near the Liberian town of Dwoji. Most are from the Gere ethnic group, who backed former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo. 67-year-old Zoinyun Honore Pehi says he and his family were chased from their home by fighters loyal to the current president, Alassane Ouattara. He says they're too afraid to return because Ouattara forces remain in Gere villages as part of the new National Army. Pehi says the whole family was sick when they got to the camp. Now that they're here, he says, they don't know what to do. Pehi says going back to Ivory Coast is a problem because the Ouattara rebels are still there, so their security's not guaranteed. Personally, he says, I'm not ready to go back to Ivory Coast. Ivorian English teacher Yves Beba came to Liberia through Guinea. He says some ethnic Mandingo refugees who crossed the border farther north and who generally back President Ouattara are starting to return home. But Ivorians from southern provinces who voted for Mr. Gbagbo are staying put, he says, because it's not safe enough to go back.
I'm hunted, okay? I'm hunted. They want to kill me. And for me, I'm not ready to go back to Ivory Coast. Even if it costs me to spend more than 12 years to 15 years here, I think I will do that. Because there is no, you know, security in my country.
So relief groups at the Dwoji camp are gearing up for a longer stay. Doctors Without Borders is building a new hospital. The UN Refugee Agency has shifted the camp's status from transitional to more permanent, which means tents will be replaced by sturdier shelters of mud block, bamboo, and plastic sheeting. Caritas organizes food distribution for refugee families, more than half of whom have only a mother in the camp. UNICEF is running primary school classes through the summer for Ivorian students who missed much of their academic year. Most of the camp expansion will be in Grangetta County, with the two biggest camps at a former logging compound and here at Dwoji. The site's 24 water taps and 6 boreholes will not be enough for the new arrivals. Drilling more takes time, as the water table here is deep. James Cook-Pelle manages the camp through the Norwegian Refugee Council.
We have some difficulties in terms of water. So in terms of water supply, we need more assistance to enable our refugee population to have enough or adequate water provided for them.
This camp is expected to triple in size by the end of the year as authorities work to settle 80,000 refugees into larger camps. The plan predicts 30,000 Ivorians will remain in local villages and another 30,000 will go home. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dwoji, Liberia.